Kaiser Permanente, psychologists, therapists, and other mental health workers stood outside Kaiser's Oakland headquarters to speak out against America's largest nonprofit, HMO. The union demands Kaiser address staffing shortages it says has led patients to wait for months to get help. Dr. Misha Gutkin, a Kaiser psychologist, said that his caseload has drastically increased over the years and it impacts the quality of care that healthcare workers like him provide.
Decision makers at Kaiser refuse to sit down with us and communicate. We really need to change worker conditions and patient care so we can, you know, actually have some kind of balance in our lives and also provide ethical patient care.
Kaiser Permanente said it has hired hundreds of new mental health workers, including 200 since January 2021, and pointed out that the shortage in mental health care professionals is happening nationwide. The National Union of Healthcare Workers, which represents Kaiser therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and social workers, says Kaiser has a poor track record on mental health. The Department of Managed Healthcare announced that it initiated a special investigation into Kaiser's mental health system after patient complaints jumped 20% in 2021 compared to 2020. Brandy Plumley, a licensed marriage and family therapist who works at Richmond Kaiser, says the lack of timely appointments is unsafe.
People have to wait far too long, sometimes between 8 and 12 weeks, for their second intake appointment, and it's just simply unsafe. You know, people are struggling with PTSD, anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, and the standard of care is that people should be seen weekly until their issues resolve.
Strikers say Kaiser's wait times violate California state law SB 221, which requires HMOs to provide return therapy appointments within 10 business days. In a statement released Sunday, Deb Katsavas, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Kaiser Permanente Northern California, criticized the strike. She said Kaiser has been challenged by a nationwide shortage of mental health care workers, but strikers say the healthcare giant fails to note that in California, it primarily operates in regions with high concentrations of mental health clinicians. California State Senator Scott Weiner says healthcare workers have been at odds with Kaiser for years, and it is imperative that the healthcare organization complies with SB 221.
We are holding the health plans accountable, and we're holding our agencies accountable to enforce this law and make sure it has meaning for people's lives and people get the health care they need and that they can survive and thrive, because that's what it's about in the end.
Clinicians hope to negotiate a new contract that will improve conditions for workers to provide quality care and decrease wait times for patients. California's mental health workers at Kaiser aren't alone in concern about the healthcare giant. Mental health care workers in Hawaii Thursday announced plans to join the open-ended strike. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke.